Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Word on the Street. Welcome back Word on the Street with Extraordinaire and Keith Fletcher. I am so excited to be back with y'all. Say that name again. With who?
Keith Fletcher.
Y'all right.
You don't know me, you better ask somebody. Keith Fletcher.
If you don't know him, y'all heard, you better ask somebody.
Let's go.
I'm on the air with
Keith
Fletcher. Man, it's so good to be back with you again. Last night was a phenomenal. Man, all the love that I've received about our first show on Word on the Street has been just outstanding, and I'm just so excited, man. Keith, what's going on with you today, my brother?
I just like you say, man. I'm still floating, man, because I've been wanting this, and it's happening. Everybody know I love to talk, so this is right up my alley. God done told me it's my gift, so y'all can't stop me for sure now. He told me that's what I need to do. So, man, I'm excited. Me and my dog, he excited. He did something excited for me today. And I'm just excited today, man. I'm excited about the guests we got on. My stomach all twisted up inside. So I'm just ready to go, Extraordinaire. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go with
yes,
this.
Sir. Yes, sir. I want to take this moment to thank all of the folks that tune in to our first show.
Yes, and all
the call-in folks, especially Tim. Tim, if you're out there somewhere in the Wonderland, thank you for calling in. Timothy and all the other guests, thank y'all so much for checking us out on our very first night. But tonight, my fellow Americans, y'all need to get ready, sit back, and relax. Before we even go to our guests, I got to say this, and I know Keith, he's going to shine on in and say what he have to say, because that's, you know, I told y'all on the first show, think of a car battery. You have a positive and you have a negative. Now, they don't get along. But that car won't drive unless you got a positive and negative battery in there. We know this. Anybody know anything? I'm not a mechanic. But that's like, you know, section one. That car not going to move unless you got a positive and a negative battery. So,
yes.
But I was saying to myself, you know, we premise our show on the fact that we want to invite and involve people to relax and come on and help people understand that success doesn't have to be so fearful and so overwhelming. Which is why Keith on Facebook tell you time and time and time again where he was in his life. He has no shame. Some things I close my eyes, but he says anyway, he has no shame where he been. And in the last show, I told you, the boy said, for new listeners, he said he know what he should have been asking God. He said on one mouth, I want a good wife, but in his heart, he really wanted a slut. You gotta thank God he don't give you everything you want.
He don't give you everything you want, man. For real.
But this is why we're doing this show. We want you to let your hair down and relax.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can't let it down, take it off. But we want you to relax. So that you can receive.
Let's go.
That's right, so that you can receive. And our first guest, I am so proud of this guy. Let me tell you, the reason why Keith and I both agree, as Keith told you, we're like a battery. He agreed. He might be a negative, I might be a positive, but we yin yang. But this first guest,
yeah, like a man, I can be the spouse one time, you be the husband.
He was,
you know?
You was in agreement with this one, old brother. You agree with me on this.
Oh yeah.
You agree with me on this.
Keith Fletcher be still on the sofa at daddy house. This is right here. I got to call this. I'll be still on the sofa at my daddy house. I'm probably drunk. Hey, life is over. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead. Yeah, this I agree with this.
I'm saying. Y'all know. Well, Keith loves to talk. Now, I can't point any fingers because everybody say, damn it. Keith loves to talk. Look at your hands. So here we are. We both are just talkers. We talk. We can talk 24 hours. This is no lie, joke.
All day.
We can argue, fuss, and fight.
My mama be on the phone talking about, we been on the phone 2 hours and 23 minutes. I said, mama, why you tell her? What you counting for? You ain't got nothing to do. Just let me talk. So let's go. Yeah.
So what I'm saying
love
to you,
talk.
So our first guest is 120 degrees, 360 opposites of Keith and I. And I told him, I said, look, this the guest we need. So I say, because you know, sometimes we talk too damn much. I'ma just be frank with
too
you.
Too much. Yes, too
you
much.
You know,
yes,
but
know.
This guest is mild manner. But let me tell you about him, folks. Don't kid yourself. This guy's a strategy. He's a guru. He's the kind of guy that take information and he go into his lab. Imagine the scientist with his white coat in the laboratory.
Yes, sir.
And he studies and he learns that stuff. Then after he learns it, it's not good enough that he knows it. Then he strategizes a way that it can be delivered and received by ordinary people. And ladies and gentlemen, after the cheers, I present to you our guest for tonight, Mr. Raymond Fletcher.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on.
That's all right.
Now, tell me. You're getting a standing ovation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. had to do it right for you, Mr. Raymond
you
Fletcher.
You had to give it all to
you. I had to.
I appreciate it.
I had to. Raymond Fletcher, welcome to Word on the Street. My brother, we so excited
I need,
to have
I need
you
to correct on. Something right quick. I'm sorry for interrupting. I need to correct something. Now, you say he just giving it. He ain't giving it too long now. I've been knowing him for a minute. Now, he going to give it to you. Now, you don't take it, he going to be gone. He like a letter. I said, okay, if he give you something and you don't give it some attention, he gone. He ain't fighting. See, I'm different. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to come knock on your door again. I'm going to call you about 20 times. And Raymond's going to say, okay, and he gone. You know what I'm saying? You don't get up one time for him. One time. You don't get all that for him. He give you one time, and then you start. If you say something back, he's going to say, well, let me know how that worked for you. He gone. He gone, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he
yes,
gone.
Yeah. Raymond Fletcher.
Yes.
Welcome to Word on the Streets. Talk to our loving audience and how, whatever way you want to, brother, just let us hear from you.
Oh, appreciate you having me on. Well, I was just calling in. You asked me to speak on the reselling community, flipping things on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, Mercari. That's a market out there for us. If we take the time to use it, that's your part-time job. If you don't work for someone, that's your avenue for money for your household. It can be a game changer.
But,
right?
How did you get into it? How did you get into it?
So for me, I was just
yeah.
I was looking for a business. Like, what can I do in conjunction with my job that wouldn't require me to have to pull away from going to somebody else and that required hours or it wasn't capital intensive where you needed a lot of money to start. And everything just pointed to reselling. I watched a couple of videos on YouTube where people would go to like yard sales, rummage sales, Goodwills, and they'll pick up items for pennies on a dollar. They'll pick up something for like $5 and turn around and sell it for $40. And then that's like a $25 profit in there after fees. So that resonated with me. So I started out by selling stuff that I had in the house to understand the process. Because you don't understand how it works. You see it, but you don't get it. So I figured if I start with something that I already own, I'll sell that, and then I'll learn how to sell it and how to mail it and how the profit works, even if it's just a dollar. It's the education that you get out of that, and then you can grow from that. So I started with that, selling shoes, old video games, shirts, anything that still had a decent look to it. And some stuff that's old, you just never know. Everything has a value in the reseller market. People think it doesn't have value, and they throw it away or they give it away, but everything has a value. You just have to find it. It's not hard.
Here's one thing you said
you.
That I've – go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish that lecture, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's one thing you said that I thought was interesting that – a lot of people get hung up on, and you may need to say it again, is that, okay, I'm Joe Blow. I have a job. I work 40, 50, 60 hours. So I think I heard you say it. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. That you don't have to give up your job that's guaranteed to pay your household bills. This is something you could do on the side while still working your full-time job. Did I hear you correct?
That's correct. So for me, I'll go into the Goodwills or the thrift stores on my lunch hour. I've gone into a Goodwill in an hour's time. There's been days where I find nothing. There's days when I've walked out with probably $300 worth of stuff, and I've only spent $10. And I know once I get it home, take pictures of it, and post it up, I'm going to profit about $300. I've had good days like that. Some days you don't hit, but just the opportunity of that is worth it. And that's just on my lunch hour. And then you can go out on the weekends and go to garage sales and, you know, and you get stuff at a much lesser cost than you would at a Goodwill. You're getting stuff. I've gone to garage sales where I'm just going to tell you about my home runs. I've gone to garage sales where this guy was just trying to get rid of these model cars that had never been opened, and he had seven of them. He sold them to me for $7 a piece, $35. I brought those cars home, turned around, and sold those cars for an average price of $150 each, with the final car selling for $250. So
how much the cars was again? I'm sorry. How much the cars was again?
He sold them to me for $7 a piece. But he just wanted them gone. And I sold them for an average price of $150 each. Then I had one big home run car, a Dukes of Hazzard car, that I sold for over $250. So you don't always hit those home runs, but when you do, you just know that it's out there. You don't believe it, but once it happens to you, it can happen again and again and again. You just have to be out there looking to find them.
Audience, y'all hearing this?
Let me say something. I got to cheat because we talk. This is my brother, and we talk a lot. So I know he's gonna be modest. But you got to tell the one you told me about. He called me one day. I got to tell a story. He called me one day, and I'm always asking, man, how you did it? How you did it? You picking, you know, how you did? He's how I did. You know, he modest because you see how quiet he is. Me, I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna make that 250 sound so good. Y'all gonna let me. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be that modest about it. He, man, did you hear what he said? He paid $7 and flipped it to $250. How many cars was it?
Had seven cars. So six of them sold for $150, and then the final one sold for over $250.
What you saying, Keith? Do the math. Do the math,
man,
y'all. Do the math.
Man,
do some multiplication. It's a calculator, y'all.
I bought me a necklace, and I bought me some diamond earrings. I took my wife out to dinner. That's a calculation right there. I spent that. That's some good money.
That's really good money.
But let me tell you, the one that I'm going to blow your mind, he's going to blow your mind, man. Tell him about the Xbox, man, thing. Tell him about that. You know what I'm talking about. Tell him. This for real, he got to tell his story right.
So my grandson got a PlayStation 5 for Christmas, and he was visiting from Texas. So he took the PlayStation 5 home with him, but he left the box. So I had the box at the house. But it's been about 2 weeks ago, and I was about to throw it away. And I said, and I paused and said, well, let me just see how much they're paying for boxes on eBay. So I sold the box on eBay for $50 plus $25 shipping. So that box sold within 2 weeks, an empty box with just the inserts for $75. Empty box. Everything has a value.
Did you hear empty box? I got an Xbox. I got a PlayStation 5 box. I can't wait to put it on there. I'm going to get that. I got to get an empty box. You see how easy it was to sell it? $75, man. He just told you, broke it down. And he got stories after stories. He being modest. He done had a pen. How much you sold that pen for? He had a pen.
Yeah, I had a calculator pen that was from the 80s. It was Japanese. They sold them in the States, and I sold that for $200.
How
and
much
it, and it wasn't fully functional.
How much did you pay for that pen?
$2.
$2.
$2, and you made
$200. Yeah. And I'd have other items where I don't always hit home runs like that, but it's just exciting that when you do
the
hit a home run.
The possibility is there.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's days when
there.
I will pick up so everything has a value. So I had a vacuum cleaner here that didn't work anymore. So I parted it out. Sold the hose, $10, $15. Sold the brush, another $10. You know, sold the attachment, another $15. There's some value somewhere in everything. We had a microwave that went out here. I sold the plate. People need a replacement plate. Instead of just throwing away the whole microwave, take the plate out, and it's sold. That sold for $35.
Even the plate. Okay, let's take it slow. Folks, y'all got to be loving this. Let me start all over. I want you to break it down so that the ordinary listening person tuning in right now can understand what it is you're saying. You're saying, okay, an average person, correct me if I'm wrong, may have something in their house lying around or go to a garage sale or what they call those places you go to where they're selling things for cheap.
Thrift stores.
Find a good deal and make what you do. You make a little ad and put it on Facebook and take a picture of what and how that worked for them. And then somebody say, I want that. And then you just get their name, address, and you ship it to them, and you make the money. Is it that simple?
It's that simple. So let's say you can use Facebook Marketplace. You can use eBay. You basically take pictures of the item, and then you post it up. You list the description. Hey, I'm selling, you know, I have this blender for sale, and here are the pictures, and I test it, and I know it works. I'm selling for $25, and there's $10 for shipping fee. And if they like those terms, they can click on the button to pay. And when they pay, then you box it up and you ship it to the customer. Then when they receive it, you get money.
What about toys?
Toys sell very well, especially toys from your childhood, like a 70s, 80s kid, so He-Man, G.I. Joe, any of that old stuff sells really well. I bought a box of He-Man action figures off this guy. He had a garage sale where he had bought an old storage unit, and he had all these He-Man toys. And I think I gave him $40 for this big box of toys, and they were dirty and everything. I brought them home, kept them in the garage, and I was just picking off up and washing them, you know, wiping them down and then selling them. And I probably sold that over the course of the summer past. And I didn't keep a good running tally, but I'm pretty sure all said and done, I made about $800 off those toys selling. I've sold some He-Mans were $10. I sold some He-Mans were $50. Just over the course of time selling those. I'm pretty sure I made at least $800 off those toys.
Man.
And I got those for, so you imagine,
man.
I probably had over 100 He-Man action figures in that box, and I paid $40. So I was into that less than a dollar a piece.
Wow.
So you imagine the profit on that.
Word on the street, audience. Are you getting this? Are you hearing this? See, this is why we brought this man on, because, you see, we want to dispel excuses. There are no excuses out there.
None at all. Why you can't make some extra income.
Look, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, Raymond Fletcher is not doing this because he needs extra income. This has become a hobby of his. A hobby is something you enjoy doing because you enjoy fulfilling. You see serving. He making someone else happy. Somebody been looking for that item, and he presents it to them at a reasonable price. Service. But he's not doing it because he can't make ends meet in his home. No! Nothing can be farther from the truth. He's co-owner with these Airbnb. He have his own home paid for. He have automobile. He got the money. It's another way to make more money. And what he's submitting to you right now, word on the street audience, is that you can start right here. You too can do this. You probably have stumbled over stuff in your closet and don't know it's worth hundreds of dollars. You probably gone to a thrift store and thought you was something else. Meanwhile, you was tripping over things that you could have made $800 on. Y'all better get this. It ain't all about flash. And it's not all about bling bling. No.
But it's another thing that we missing on too, man. And I hear all the story, but I think he kind of downplayed it. He have a business at it. He have a business that he filed taxes on. He have write offs. He do he a complete business on it that he set up that he can have write offs on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said, man. It's levels to this. There's so many levels, you know, to this.
Right.
You know, you just said Airbnb. Yeah.
So, Raymond.
Go ahead.
So what you're saying, you're doing, the average person can do it, but if they want to be legit, a real business person, what would be the next step that they need to do?
So, yeah, the average person can do it if they want to be legit. There could be sole proprietorship. It's, you know, just open up your, I would say open up your another checking account, a business account, so that those monies from the eBay and the Facebook will flow there. That way you don't commingle them with your household income. So you have this money coming in, and then you can track, like, your sales, and you pay for your fees out of that account, and you pay for your shipping costs out of that account, and if you, you know, when you buy your goods, if you swipe your card or you pull cash out, you can track where your money's going, so you know what your business is doing. And then at the end of the year, you track your miles, you get to write that off. So all those things are write-offs from your business.
Beautiful.
Dropping nuggets. You better get your
business. Dropping nuggets, boy. Beautiful.
He's dropping some nuggets right there. He dropping some major nuggets right there. I'm telling you, he dropping some major nuggets right there.
Friends. Word on the street don't go anywhere. Y'all need to check out this. Our word on the street word today is believe. Raymond is telling you, you just got to do it and believe in yourself. Check this out, friends.
Here's the next one, believe in yourself. Yes, you got to believe in God, and you got to believe in the community, and you've got to believe in the possibilities. You've got to believe in the economy. You've got to believe that tomorrow can be better than today. But here's the big one. Believe in yourself. There isn't a skill you can't learn. There isn't a discipline you can't try. There isn't a class you couldn't take. There isn't a book you couldn't read. Here's the next one. Ask for wisdom. This is communication of the highest source. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom that creates answers. Ask for the wisdom that creates faith to believe things are possible. Ask for wisdom to deal with the challenges of today and tomorrow, to deal with the challenges your family brings you. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
Believe in yourself. Word on the street, family. Believe in yourself. Raymond is breaking it down to you. It's not difficult at all. You got golden jewels right there in your house, and you missing it. Open your eyes. You can do this. Raymond, you doing it,
yeah.
My brother. You are doing it. And it's not even breaking your bank. Not breaking your bank account. It wouldn't break the somebody help me with this. The average person can afford, what, $7, $10 max. I think you said some of the stuff you find and have cost you like $1, $10, $2. $2?
$2, $1?
Come on, man.
I spend more
Starbucks. I like Starbucks coffee. And come on, y'all, somebody talk to me. Let's see if
anybody's talking, man. I'm big on his time. Like you said, he's doing this on his lunch. He's going to get things at $10, and he can flip it up and make him $200-$300. You know what I'm saying? He can on his lunchtime. That ain't about an hour. You lunch about an hour, so you going out there, get some items, get him up, put him in his car, go back to work, go home, toss it to the side. I get that on Saturday. You just got money laying all around. The biggest thing about it is that, and me and them say this all the time, you got to be intentional. You got to be very intentional to go do what you can't make excuses. He been intentional. He learning. He ain't making, he going, and, hey, I got to go find out what I need to do. He told you, I went to YouTube. I bet he didn't get it right the first time. Did you get it right the first time?
I didn't. At first, I was just trying to sell video games. And I thought I had it down because I could get these video games from the Goodwill online cheap. But then everybody figured that out, so the price went up. So in my mind, I was like, well, I can't make any more money. And I got frustrated, but then I went and started watching YouTube, and I watched this guy that he's doing sales way larger than me, this guy out of California, and he just gave me a whole different perspective. I was looking at everything wrong. I was going into Goodwill's looking for one thing. And after I watched this guy, he's like, if you're going looking for one thing, you're missing everything. And after watching him, and I went back in, and my whole perspective changed on value, on where money was. I started seeing money all over the store. It's just a choice of, do I want to deal with that or not? There's stuff I didn't even imagine. Underwear. I mean, just men's old underwear, I mean, not used, but new old underwear has a tremendous value. I didn't see that until he showed it to me. And just tools, just blender parts, just, you know, glasses, old baseball cap. It's just there's value all over the store. You just have to decide what you want to deal with and what you don't want to deal with.
This is what Raymond is saying to the listening audience. We are walking around blinded. Keith and I told you in the last show you get in your skin, get out of the way, and believe and allow God to be God in your life. He has already said everything he did was successful. He made the stars and the moon, the sun, and it was successful. Fish and water, successful. Oranges, orange, apple, whatever tree you name, it was successful. All we have to do is learn to accept, why are we here? You are here to be successful. You cannot fail. You can smile, and somebody will love your smile so much they will pay you to smile. You can talk, and people will pay to hear you talk. Walk, pay to see you walk. Whatever it is. Raymond said on his lunch break, before his lunch break, he looked around in his house and he saw something that could be of value to someone else, could fulfill someone else's life. Service. That's what he's talking about, service. And so when we have to get out of our way. I'm listening.
I'm gonna tell you interrupt you on that. I want to focus on one little point when he said he got frustrated. That part right there, he said he got frustrated. He didn't say he stopped. He said, I got frustrated. And what I did, I went back. Most people get frustrated and they stop. You're like, hey, man, do this, do this. I did that, but that ain't work. Then they stop. that ain't work. I can't do that. They stop. Hey, go do this. Well, I tried that and they stop. That's the problem right there. That part right there when you stopped and it was right there for you. That's how you say when God said, I'm about to bless you, man. You was right there. You was right there and you stopped. I done stopped plenty of times. I done stopped those things. Say I get tired. Man, it ain't good. It stopped. See, you got to go to extra mile. Just that one little step to change something, man. You just keep on going.
That next step can be the transformation of your life. And this is why we are here with Word on the Street to encourage you not to give up. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be back. And on the flip side, when we return, we're going to open up the phone line and hear what you have to say. Check out our break, and we'll be back with you in a moment. Hello, friends. Whenever you're in the Dallas area and you need a place to stay, Word on the Street got your back. Look no farther than Charnew Palace Airbnb. It offers a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, Wi-Fi connectivity, security camera all around. And if you have a pet dog, we welcome them at Charnew Palace Airbnb. Friends, whenever you're in the Dallas area, get in contact with us. Leave an email at wordonthestreet@extraspend.shop. And a Charnew Palace specialist will get in contact with you as soon as possible. And let them know you heard it first on Word on the Street. We are back. We are back. All of you all so much for tuning in. Raymond, thank you so much for coming on. We have a lot of folks out there on the phone line. We're going to check out and see what they have to say. Let's check out area code 708. Area code 708, you're on the line. What say you? What city are you calling from? Area code 708. Okay. Area code 318, what city are you calling from? All these shy folks, Area code 77. Wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about it. What say you, area code 318?
That's my boys, my two men that are on there.
Oh, Lord.
Talk to us. Are you enjoying the show?
I'm not going to be on the show. I'm just a proud mama.
You on the show? What do you mean you're not going to be on the show? You're on the show.
Wait a minute. For the audience that may not know, she said that she's a proud mother. You the proud mother of who? Of whom?
Keith and Raymond.
Keith and Raymond are your sons?
And
is this Annie? Is this Annie Fletcher? Is this Annie Fletcher? Is this
one
the
and
one and only Annie Fletcher?
Fletcher Williams.
Fletcher Williams. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Who we have? Caller 8.
Bye.
8. Let's see here. Area code 847. What city are you calling from?
847.
What city are this? What area code is this?
847. That's is that New York?
Who's on the line?
847. Y'all don't know?
Sound like Tim.
847?
Chicago area.
Chicago.
What is it?
Chicago. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Thank you
for
calling
in. Hey, what's your name?
It's Keontae. How you doing,
Keontae?
How you doing, sir? How are you doing?
Keontae, thank you for calling in, brother.
I'm good, sir.
Hope you're enjoying the show. Make sure you spread the word, that word on the street. It's on the street.
All right.
Oh, you enjoying yourself?
Thank you for calling in, Keontae. What'd you think about the show, Keontae?
I should just dialed in. I just found out about it.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling
just
in. We hope to have you here more. Thank you.
Right.
All right.
We're going to go back into the studio. We want to tell everybody, because we only have about 3 minutes left, but we want to – Raymond gave us a wealth of information. Raymond.
Yeah.
Hello, Raymond. Man.
I'm here.
I am – Keith, and I know Keith going to speak for himself, but extraordinaire. I am so grateful that you came on and gave us a tidbit of how the average person with little or no income can start making money. You don't have, you know what, I'm so glad, Raymond, that you share. You don't have to have a lot of money to make money, because what have we heard all our life? It takes money. Finish the line for me.
To make money.
But would you share with us, with almost little to nothing? As I said, I have spent more for a iced coffee than the money you've spent on making hundreds of dollars. And I know I'm not the only one. They're not going to say it, but I know extraordinaire not the only one that go to Starbucks, McDonald's, Burger King. I've eaten those fast food. I've eaten that much away, and when I'm done, I don't have a thing to show for it. And I know I'm not the only one. What you share with this audience tonight, that they can start with little money and make real money. So I personally want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing with Word on the Streets as you did. Keith, before we go off there,
well,
I know you got a different take. Because, you know, I know you. What say you,
well,
Keith?
I told him he need to come get these kids so they can get here so he can start selling his stuff on eBay for me, because I got some stuff on the sale, because I got this empty box. And that my kids, I want to pay them no money to do all this stuff. They can go start selling stuff, because I'm tired of eating me out of home. Things going up high. But, man, y'all need to listen to what he's doing, man. Things going up high, gas prices, that little extra money, man, like, and it'd be something simple as a drill, too. We talk about you go get one of the drills, the little cheap with some Black and Decker drills, man. You get them for $1, sell them for $40. Man, that's some good money, man. That is some good money.
Good
man. That's what we're going to do, man. We're going to bring people on to show you these things, to have business, that make it entrepreneurs, that are entrepreneurs and doing things like that. So, man, we want to thank y'all for coming to the show. Thank you, little bro. You got a lot more to offer.
Thank you,
Michael. Thank y'all.
It was a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Word on the Street.